or beprepared.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
I like it so much, we just had to play it a little bit longer this time around.
You're getting down.
Thank you, sir. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Thursday, January 5th, 2012. Happy New Year, if you haven't heard it from me yet. Yeah, with you on this beautiful day here in the, well, chemtrail day in the state of Minnesota here. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. You know what I noticed about our radio show? Mainstream catches up a day after us.
Yes, they do.
I'm not kidding.
I've been noticing that too. I really have.
It's like, why didn't you talk about this yesterday? Yeah, they are. And I think what's happening is they're listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Yep.
And why wouldn't they?
Anything I can think of.
I mean, that's why you have 54 countries listening to us on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. All right. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. And again, please, let me reiterate this very point, folks. Stick to the topic. It's not difficult. It really is not. Don't get on the air and then change subject or the topic in the middle of the conversation. Just stick to the topic. Or if you want to interject a different branch off that vine, then that's fine, too. Go ahead and throw that out there. But let the screener know what's going on, because she usually throws everything up on the screen for us to see what the question is or the comment is. And not that we're screening people where we won't take somebody, but we just want to know what's coming our way.
Is really what it comes down to. We got to stay in the flow.
We totally do. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Yes, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Right, Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that, folks? Every day, he says exactly what
I
say. And you know what else happens all over the world? People are saying it at the same time that we are saying it. So let's do it again. See, here, listen to my little parrot over here. You like that?
You know what I can't stand?
Do you have
people
one of these?
With their brains in somebody else's
totally.
Head. I can't stand those kind of people.
Folks,
they're so stupid.
Do you have one of these?
Do you have one of these?
Totally.
Totally.
Because we know George Soros has one.
Because we know George Soros has one.
That's right. That's all right,
right,
folks. All right, all
okay,
right.
All right, all right. Okay,
we get
serious.
Past this point.
That's right.
Get past this
past
point.
The point.
All right. Folks, we are turning Talk Radio into Do Radio. We are the cleanup crew because we clean up what others leave undone. All right. We're going to have to come up with something new because that really kind of bores me.
I didn't even hear the ball hit the bat there. Oh, I thought that was Carrie.
No, that was me.
I thought she was like that on it.
No, see, you have to be honest.
That was good.
Yes,
was
yes,
good.
Yes. It's important for everybody to understand, and I think people are seeing this on a nationwide basis, that this individual in office is a lawless tyrant.
That's right.
He is out of bounds again today. He is continually and consistently attacking the American way of life on a daily basis, folks. We need to stand up. We need to deal with this joker because that's exactly what he is. And I want to say about the up-and-coming elections, folks, again, this election is not about the survival of Obama because it's about the survival of America because Obama is not America. I want to make myself real clear on that. He is not America. He's giving away intelligence. He's pulling down our defenses. He's calling for detention of American citizens. Hello, folks. Boy, I mean, you read the good book, man, and I'll tell you what, in the book of Jeremiah, isn't it interesting that all of these things that the Lord would say would happen in a time of judgment are happening today? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. You know what's so funny about that?
Don't get religious.
You know, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle.
That's
anyways.
It.
We know that, right? Mm-hmm. But isn't it interesting that everybody knows it to be true? But it's always the last book that they go to figure that out.
There's got
to
be a different way.
And there's a lot of people in hell that didn't take the time to figure it out before they got there because they thought God was only funning.
Yep.
And in fact, he's not funning at all because we're seeing in natural circumstances what would take place if we disregarded God's commandments. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that on a daily basis. I would love for anybody to call me and debate me on that anytime, any day of the week. If you got any biblical questions or constitutional questions, we're the guys to talk to. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go online and see who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please go to my Facebook if you're normal, and I'd like for you to befriend me if you would. That is Bradley Dean on Facebook, Bradley Dean on Facebook, and that is Bradleedean. See, now you're supposed to be my parent, and you're supposed to do all that back again.
That's Bradleedean, Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Correct. Sons of Liberty, S-O-N.
Sons of Liberty.
S-L-I-B-E-R-T-Y-R-A-D-I-O.
I'm not that good at spelling
this. All right, well. Well, you're
but
not
you
a,
can't get
you're
to
not
Facebook
a good parrot,
Sons of Liberty Radio.
You know what we got to get him? A teleprompter.
That's
because
right.
Once, if he has a teleprompter, he'll just do as he's told.
Everything will be
and
cool.
And if it skips, then he skips too.
You got to get to the
man,
room.
That sounds familiar. We'll be right back, folks.
Heard of that.
Yes.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
That's pretty heavy.
It's pretty heavy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. What is the definition of hypocrisy? I know it means pretender. And if I go and just think to myself what I'm trying to get to, because I know the end of what I'm trying to bring forth, why are politicians so blinded to think that nobody else sees their folly? Mm-hmm. They try to save face while they lose face. They think that people forget what they did yesterday today. And some harebrains do.
I think this definition that you are asking about is very good. A concealment of one's real character or motives. More generally, hypocrisy is a simulation or assuming of a false appearance of virtue or religion, a deceitful show of a good character in morals or religion, a counterfeiting of religion.
What version is that?
That's the 1828 Webster's Dictionary.
Well, I'm looking at it too. One who seems to be what he is not, one who is the form of godliness without the power.
Is that a hypocrite or hypocrisy?
Hypocrite.
Oh, I thought you said the definition of hypocrisy.
Oh, well.
Anyways, both.
Well, what's the word of hypocrisy, Jack? Would that be hypocrite?
That would be the person, place, or thing. The person. The hypocrite.
All right.
Hypocrisy would be the
talking act. About politicians.
You got it.
Corruption. Mm-hmm. Pretenders. One who fiends himself to be something that he's not.
That's right.
So he can win a position to rule over the people.
Deceitful appearances. False pretense.
What is the definition of moderate? You know what it means? It means limited, restrained, temperate. Not extreme in... You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Webster's 1828, moderate. Not extreme in opinion.
Can we say, what do you want me to think?
Well, I'm thinking of Mitt Romney, and I'm thinking of McCain. I'm thinking about how John McCain just secretly signed a bill that would detain American citizens, come out, and or basically ordain or anoint Mitt Romney, like Mitt Romney didn't have enough common sense to see that that's not going to work for him.
Didn't help,
it's but. Like Obama, wherever he shows up, even his own party doesn't want to be around him anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, are we that stupid and blind not to see what Mitt Romney is really about? I mean, we got John McCain endorsing Mitt Romney.
That says a lot.
Can we just rewind just a little bit? Just for the fun of it. Just for the heck of it, guys.
They ran against each other, didn't they?
They ran against each other. And listen to McCain's smear campaign on Mitt Romney. Listen carefully, folks. Okay, because we just need to get this Romney guy out of the picture. He's that bad. He's trying to buy his way into the White House. He's one of the establishment. There's no question about it. He's a total chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
That's what he is. And he's trying to get in power. He's anti-gun. He's pro-gay.
Mm-hmm.
He's Obama in white skin with more money.
That's right.
That's what he is. Am I missing anything?
Here, I don't know.
Listen to this ad that McCain put out on Mitt Romney in what year was that, Kerry? 2004. Check this out. Now, today, McCain is endorsing him, showing the hypocrisy of both of these two Barnum and Bailey clowns.
There we go.
All right.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I am pro-life and favor that legislation. You will not see me wavering on that or be a multiple choice. Thank you very much. You can go back to YouTube and look at what I said in 1994. I never said I was pro-choice, but my position was effectively pro-choice.
Wait.
But my position was effectively...
No, wait a second. Mitt, you just got done saying it several times. And then you get out on a public platform during a debate and you lie to the people of your country and say you never said it. Do I need to parrot it back for you again? Say if John McCain during his smear campaign on Mitt Romney in 2008. Here,
oh,
go,
can
go
I
ahead.
Say,
please.
Can
I mean,
what
this
you
is,
just said there, okay. I never said I was pro-choice, but my policy was effectively pro-choice.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means he was willing to submit to policy, not law.
I am
not knowing that policy follows law.
So he's willing to do what he won't say he'll do.
He's trying to hide behind somebody.
It's not
That's
working.
All he's trying to do.
It's not working.
And here's his good buddy John McCain, who is now endorsing him.
That's right.
In 2008, that was exposing him. Rewind that again, and let's listen to Mitt tell a lie publicly from his own mouth.
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose and am devoted and dedicated to honoring my word in that regard. I am pro-life and favor that legislation.
You will not see me wavering on that or be a multiple choice. Thank you very much.
You can go back to YouTube and look at what I said in 1994. I never said I was pro-choice, but my position was effectively pro-choice. I've said that time and time again.
We do.
Can we stop there now? What I want to do now, this is, by the way, this again, folks, if you're just joining us, this is John McCain doing a smear campaign in 2008 on Mitt Romney and showing his hypocrisy, okay? This was in 2008. Why did I bring up the word moderate? Because what's happening is the American people are being blindsided by this man's money, and they're saying that he's a moderate and he's more electable. Mm-hmm. That is baloney.
I don't know. Is it just me or is people talking about how they're sick of moderates?
No, here's the truth for you, folks. 70% of the American people have already said no to Mitt Romney, so who's promulgating the fact that he's more electable because he's a moderate? Who's doing it? I can tell you who's doing it. The establishment's doing it. Main-run, mainstream media is the one that is pushing that. It's not the conservatives. It's not the patriots. It's not those that are underground, which are way in the majority, that are saying this. Folks, you need to be careful of what you're listening to right now, because Mitt Romney is not the favorite. I mean, folks, you act like elections haven't been rigged in the past. Can we say George Bush? Can we say John Kennedy? Hello? Oh, what are you talking about, Brad? You have got to be kidding me. Just in the state of Minnesota here, we're still trying to figure out why we have a Secretary of State here when they found out there was voter fraud, they were using dead people's names to vote. And addresses and names of people that they couldn't find that were non-existent that were voting. Oh, really? No, really, folks? That's why you have to get a part. You got to be a part of. You have to interject yourself. You have to be a part of the system, the process to see things through. Mm-hmm. And you got to have the facts in your hands and not do what you're told like a bunch of Obamas. Did I say that?
I think you did.
Oh, my gosh.
That's got to be in the 2012.
Folks, you guys act like George Soros just might be your daddy.
It's a terrible place.
Because when he's your daddy, I mean, just think about this. George Soros and his ventriloquist, Obama, he says what George says. Can you imagine what the dummy in the hands of George Soros thinks when people actually believe what he says?
Well,
that's terrible.
It worked.
Wow. I don't know if it's just me, folks, but if you look at the steps that this administration is taking, might I say, they're extremely dangerous. Mm-hmm. Let me get back to Mitt Romney and John McCain and their hypocrisy as they blurt out the truth in their confusion. Let's go to the next portion of that where John McCain is exposing Mitt Romney in 2008.
We do have tough gun laws in Massachusetts. I support them.
I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Small varmints, if you will.
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush.
It's time for Republicans to start acting like Republicans.
I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
Wow. Wow, man.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this mess.
Oh, Johnny boy! Now, John is the guy that just came out like he had some credibility.
That's right. I'm going to say something.
Let's just bring it there.
John McCain
had any credibility to come in here and act like he was some kind of an authority that the American people would follow. Maybe he didn't learn his lesson with Sarah Palin.
I'm John McCain.
John McCain who? Sarah Palin I know, but John I don't. Right?
That had to have made him mad.
Wow. I mean, what we have here is we have a bunch of people in America, if you so believe this lie, to believe that this guy is some sort of an electable president of these United States. He is a jellyfish. And what I'm trying to exhibit here, folks, is the fact that John McCain, who was smearing him 4 years ago in 2008, is now endorsing him. And I want you to remember that John McCain is the guy that just signed in secret a bill. He drafted up this bill to detain American citizens. Now, if he's a part of endorsing Mitt Romney, do you think Mitt doesn't know what might be going on behind closed doors, what Obama is doing in the face of the world? It doesn't get any more emboldened than that, folks. We're going to come right back, and Jake's going to take over and expose and share with you what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama just did recently. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
By the way, folks, real quick, just a heads up, for all you birthers that have basically left your post because you didn't want to go through a little ridicule for the sake of justice and truth, there is a legal counsel in Georgia. And a Georgia court just denied Obama's dismissal of his natural-born citizenship. The judge said, nope, it's going through. So they are going to see it through. It's something that he's been sidestepping for a long time. And then they started to mock the people that said, you know, basically call them birthers by mocking. Mm-hmm. And the people that have stood up and said, no, we want to make sure that he is natural-born. Well, a judge in Georgia just denied him dismissal. So, in other words, folks, it's going on. This judge sounds like he hasn't been bought off, mm-hmm. So therefore he's taking a stand for the American people, understanding the price paid for our liberties.
Amen.
So we're going to keep going on, and we're going to find out what the deal is.
And we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Amen.
Because that's what this judge intends to see and hear.
Yeah.
I have a quote here.
I was going to say something onto that, but you just kind of jumped the gun real quick. I mean, his wife said that he was from Kenya. It was his hometown. She said it. I didn't.
His whole country, Kenya?
But so how do the people that dismiss others that are asking to see an original birth certificate like the main run media does? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, they don't want to be
they don't want to
stand the test of time, because I'll tell you why they don't do that is because they have no faith.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to receive the end of the faith, even the salvation of their souls or the salvation of others. Salvation means liberation, folks. Mm-hmm. They don't want to liberate the people. They just want to have something to talk about so they have a job tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that piece? Listen to what she said. Just go to the point if you would, and then I'm going to throw it at Jake real quick. But his wife said that he's not from here. And how much clearer does it need to get than that? Because when we see him and judge him by his fruit, Christians and patriots, he's not doing anything American. He's doing everything un-American by trying to destroy your Constitution. Hello.
Yeah.
Here, go ahead and play that. Listen to this, folks. She
We've
said
got
it.
Work
I didn't.
To do before we
Can you just kick it up a little bit? A little bit? Just bump it a little bit. Okay, no, that's fine.
He's
just leave it.
He's also spoken out against the stigma surrounding HIV testing,
stigma.
Which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know a lot of that is due to homophobia.
Oh.
Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public
now,
HIV
test. I don't know, did I say that or did his wife blurt out the truth? She probably thought to herself right after she said that, uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, no one was paying attention to what Barack Hussein Obama was doing in Europe when he was calling for a new world order, just like George Bush Sr. and Jr.
Yeah, where were the microphones?
Yeah, I don't know why nobody heard that in America. But, anyways, we'll just sidestep that. I mean, I think it's normal for an American president to sue governors that are upholding the laws against illegal immigration.
Yeah, that only makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it.
Commander-in-Chief of an Armed Forces is
that's
supposed
what, I mean,
to
that's
leave
what
the
you
borders
do.
Open.
Yeah, I mean, and then have
invite
your...
Invite attacks and then do nothing about it. And then
your DOJ sets up people and arms drug lords to basically kill our people, to blame the American people so they can eradicate the Second Amendment.
Oh, wait, we're not
so
in
they
Kenya.
Have, so, again, they have to create the crime. Mm-hmm. Then they want to bring in the resolve. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like any dictator?
Yeah.
Yeah, folks.
It's a clever way to get power, huh?
Common sense. Common sense. It all comes down to common sense. I think that's normal to make the American people pay for abortions.
Of course.
And I think it's normal
the
for an American president to appoint 225 homosexuals and transvestites to
that
high
one,
governmental positions.
That one's definitely
Alina
normal.
Kagan as well.
Mm-hmm. That one's definitely
in the Supreme
normal.
Court, yeah.
Yeah.
But come on, guys. Let's stay moderate. Let's stay diplomatic. Let's not really mean what we say.
And don't call him a liar.
No.
For goodness sake.
No.
Holy smokes.
But he can call you everything under the sun like Nazis.
Mm-hmm. We're more mature.
Hate mongers. Sure.
We're more mature.
Ignorance of the Constitution.
Racist.
Anything else? I mean.
Teabaggers.
No, teabaggers. Yeah.
Sons of guns.
Sons of
something.
Gun toters. Yeah. And Bible. Well, you know,
get these guys out of the way. These sons of daughters.
Why doesn't he just say it?
I don't know.
Why doesn't he just say it for what it is? Listen, this isn't who we are. By the way, he has said it. The American people just need to listen to what he said.
Yeah, in one of those 57 states.
Listen,
he was
the only problem that I have, and the only obstacle that I have, folks, is the Constitution of your country. That's what he's saying. By the way, that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened recently is he didn't like the fact that he was told no and there was restraint on him. So what did he do? He usurped his authority.
That's right.
So what did he do? He went outside of boundaries that he's been allotted and entrusted by the American people. And now he is bold face, in your face, America, acting the tyrant that he really is.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are you going to let him do it? That's what it comes down to. We don't have to wait until next November.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen today, and it can happen tomorrow, folks.
That's right.
Go ahead, Jake.
Criminals don't get a pass to continue in their crime. They get apprehended, and they get tried. We have the same thing in our country. Article 2, Section 2, Clause 2, says the president shall have power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties provided two-thirds of the Senate present concur, and he shall nominate and by and with the advice and consent, here we go again, of the Senate, shall appoint ambassadors, other public ministers, and consultants, judges of the Supreme Court, etc. That's what the Constitution says. That's what it says the president can do. This president recently was waiting around for the Senate to give consent to the person that he wanted to nominate into a special position in his administration. And this is what he had to say about it.
Now, every day that Richard waited to be confirmed, and we were pretty patient. I mean, we kept on saying to Mitch McConnell and the other folks, let's go ahead and confirm him. Why isn't he being called up? Let's go. Every day that we waited was another day when millions of Americans were left unprotected.
Yeah, yeah.
Because without a director in place, the consumer watchdog agency that we've set up doesn't have all the tools it needs to protect consumers against dishonest mortgage brokers.
Those mortgage brokers.
Or payday lenders.
Sure.
Barney Frank being one of them.
Dishonest.
Taking advantage of consumers. And that's inexcusable.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong.
That's right. And? And?
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
Oh, okay.
There it is. There it is.
So my problem isn't really the Republican leaders. My problem is the Constitution, right?
Yeah.
I refuse to take no. The Constitution says what? How dare it say that to me? Doesn't it realize that I'm the President of the United States? I'm Barack Hussein Obama, and I will not take no from an answer from a piece of paper. And if those that serve and represent in Congress and Senate are too spineless and cowardly to stand up and confront him, then he continues to steamroll by thinking the American people are just going to tolerate that.
Sure.
That's not what's happening the past 2 days. He's getting a lot of blowback from this because he's proved again and again and again that this is not a moral man.
Mm-hmm.
He calls the mortgage people liars and fraudulent.
Yeah, he's a part of it.
He's doing it.
And what did he say about Barney Frank when Barney got in there, a little prideful pedophile, got in there? And remember when he was talking about leaving? And Barry said that he's going to be much missed here.
Yeah,
and he was like, well, wasn't this guy a part of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac?
Those lying mortgage people?
Yeah.
That we need
just
to regulate?
Like the Wall Street. Wait a second. Aren't you Wall Street and you're playing off the people's ignorance and you're causing to divide the country? And how do you conquer? Divide and conquer.
Divide, weaken.
What is he doing? Everybody's saying he's saying playing the race card?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's playing the class warfare?
Yep.
Okay, what is he doing, folks? Divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. That's all this guy knows how to do. Because who's his daddy? He told you his daddy was Saul Alinsky. And who's Saul Alinsky's daddy? Quote, unquote, Satan. He said it. I didn't say it. They said it.
It's the lawless one.
Remember when we got the heat back at the Capitol, when I went in there and honored the veterans and their godly heritage? Do you remember when they say I was taking shots at Obama? Listen, folks, did you hear me pull back anywhere? I didn't hear it. If I wanted to take a shot at Obama, I'll take a shot at Obama. But at this particular situation, I didn't take a shot at Obama.
Isn't that crazy? That's the one.
Obama took a shot at you by calling us no longer a Christian nation and calling us a Muslim nation. He said it. I didn't. But what did they do? They tried to vilify me for calling him what came out of his own mouth.
Yep. What he said.
He said it.
He would embrace.
That's right.
So as he creates this weary middle class, now Obama goes to try to appeal to the middle class and say, well, we need this guy to protect us, Mr. Richard Cordray or whatever his name
protection
is.
Protection for the good of the people.
That's right.
Necessity is the plea of every tyrant, folks.
So you,
we got to hurry up and pass it through. We got to hurry up and confirm him.
Yeah, it's what he created, though, this weary middle class that he cares to love and become. And now he's going to serve up on a platter this guy going outside of your Constitution again, folks. Now, is it just me or is the Constitution the law of the land? Yes, it is. Okay, if it's the law of the land, then to break the law of the land, that would be criminal, wouldn't it?
Yes.
When you break the law, you're a
criminal. There's a lot of people in jail for doing it, Jake.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of people he's put in jail for claiming they did it, probably. Now, at this particular stage in the game, if somebody in public office breaks the law of the land, they have now perpetrated a crime against the people they swore an oath to uphold.
Mm-hmm.
Again, folks, just another example, a prime example, a blatant example, and out of his own mouth, this is inexcusable. And I refuse to take
He's
no.
He's exactly for right. An it's inexcusable.
Yes, he is.
It's inexcusable. You're right.
What I'm doing is.
Obama Nation is right. It's inexcusable, sir.
Mm-hmm. And the end of this inexcusableness is. That's to be determined.
No.
By what the American people stand up and demand of this inexcusable liar who's a criminal, who's breaking his own laws, and doesn't care about it because he's creating his own, because he won't take no for an answer.
I gave you a quote yesterday from William Penn, and this is what he said. He didn't say it today. I'm repeating what he said today. Right is right even if everyone's against it, and wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it. The question is, who's for it? I was at a doctor. I took an echo test today, a stress test, folks. And I just wanted to get checked out. And I said, ma'am, if people would just communicate with each other, you're going to find out you're saying the same things. It's the media that's trying to divide and conquer you folks because they're in bed with this administration. That's the problem. There's plenty of news sources out there telling you what the deal is, folks.
You got it.
Namely, Sons of Liberty Media.
That's right. You can go to the homepage and go to SOL Media. You can find all these stories, folks.
Be right back after this break.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Now, I know everybody wants to hear what happened at the meat factory, the butcher shop.
So we walked up to the counter, and we were going to purchase our butchered, slaughtered animals in
beef
a bag.
Oh, no. Where's PETA? Oh, my gosh.
Could you hear the screams in the meat factory?
I could. Can you just imagine? I mean, just think about these countries where they don't slaughter cow that God created to feed the humans. Mm. They're starving to death. And you know why they're starving to death? Because them cows are their gods. Mm-hmm. They think that their uncles and aunts reincarnated their cows.
Mm.
And they're starving to death.
And they wonder what the problem is.
It's like a politician that stinks so bad he just doesn't jump into the righteous shower, does he?
I don't know why I stink so bad.
I mean, dude, you hit a nerve here with these people. Mm-hmm. They're starving to death, and they have thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of cattle on the hill. And they won't eat them because it might be unk-unk, hawachawi.
Mm-hmm. They won't make jerky.
No.
But in America, we make jerky.
In Clearwater, Minnesota, we had jerky.
That's right.
And it was good stuff.
It's good.
I had the peppered kind.
I had the just the plain old salty.
It was my favorite.
Pepper's your favorite?
I smelled like beef and cheese.
Literally.
Yes.
So as we brought our beef up to the counter, the man checking out was talking about. I was talking about how business was going and such. And I said to him, well, you must really love this president then. Big smile on my face, looking at him. He stayed looking down, and his face started to turn as red as the beef jerky in my packet.
That's kind of dark brown, though, isn't it?
Oh, it was like blood curdling red.
Yes. What kind did you get?
I don't remember. The regular beef jerky. I like it regular.
I remember his face getting red.
Yes.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of fun. You know, if you want to have a good time, you want to just laugh a little bit, just go up to somebody and ask them, you really must like Obama, don't you? And just toy with them. Because as the man's blood went up into his face, I said, whoa, buddy, I was just kidding. And he said, what did he say? He said, I'm glad, because I would have had to chew your backside out or something like that.
Yeah, I think he said something like, I'm glad you said that, because for a minute there I thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
So this is just anywhere you go. I was in the hospital. Lady brought it up to me, too, asked me what I believed, and she asked me who I'm going to vote for or who I like, and I just told her, I'll tell you what I'm seeing right now is Rick Santorum looks really good. He's willing to say it now on the campaign trail. Yep. He'll be willing to do it when he gets in the Oval Office.
Take the lead for it.
But, you know, you've been down throughout the whole list of options, and you've seen everybody come under attack. Folks, to me, the more one is attacked shows me that that person has more truth to be covered than the average Joe. Why are they hitting those guys so hard? It's because they're telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they are telling the truth. Not all of them, but they are telling the truth, and that's why they're trying to sideswipe them or vilify them or demonize them.
Yeah, and sometimes it's like what they attack is the very truth. So, for instance,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, when he's talking about right things, they attack him. They think that's going to discredit him. What that tells me is, wow, this guy's got it going on.
And that's what the American people are getting behind. And by the way, just for a side note, talking about Rick Santorum, he's already his approval ratings have just doubled in New Hampshire just today. Why? Because the people see that he's willing to take a stand for the people now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's right.
Yeah,
and not change his stance.
Yeah, yeah. He's a conservative and he's a Christian. They call him preacher or reverend. He's not that. He said, but I do answer to God.
Yeah,
that's a righteous man. He walks in the fear of the Lord, a filial fear, a healthy fear, folks. Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's how you know.
These libertarians, folks, I'm telling you what, you better watch out, because libertarians are just as bad as what you complain about in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
Jake, here's a question for you. How are they morally, constitutionally, how do they justify themselves and then they call themselves libertines? Mm-hmm. When libertine means without restraint, they can do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. How are they doing? And by the way, who's the one that references that right?
That's right. You know, what it comes down to is that the tyranny is going to get replaced with man, because the document does not give us freedom. It's the spirit behind the document. Where does that spirit come from? It comes from God. If we won't honor that God, forget the document. Paper's not going to save you. But this is what one of our founders said. A patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion. He must oppose profanity and immorality of every kind. Immorality of every kind. Immorality of every kind. Not, well, you know, I think two people, consenting adults, should be able to do whatever they want to do. It's not the federal government's job or the state's job.
That's confusion of faith.
Immorality
my gosh,
of any kind. He must be an enemy. He must not be an enemy of God. If so, he was an enemy to his country. This is John Witherspoon, who educated a whole handful of those that gave us the document that we have right now. They knew that the real moral precepts that mattered when you are going
to serve in
office.
You probably want to spell it right.
Is that you have a man who is going to fear God, because when he fears God, he's going to fear his creation, and he's going to govern rightly and uprightly before God and be willing to take the heat for it.
Totally, and I to be quite honest with you, that's what I see Rick doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
And consistently has. You're correct.
Yeah,
you're correct.
And again, if he's willing to take the heat now, willing... This is what politicians don't do.
Yes, it is.
This is what statesmen do. Statesmen work for the people. Politicians work for special interests.
Yep.
He's saying it now. He's not waiting until after the fact to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, awesome. Well, that was cool. I think it's important. People are taking from what they're hearing and applying it. So.
I'm like frustrated. Samuel Adams said, he who is void of virtuous attachments in private life is, or very soon will be, void of all regard for his country. Hello. There is seldom an instance of a man guilty of betraying his country who had not before lost the feeling of moral obligations in his private connections.
That's right.
Samuel Adams, son of liberty.
That's right.
Hey, we got Sean from Iowa calling in real quick. Hey, Sean, how are you doing? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
I'm doing good. How are you, gentlemen?
We're doing great. We got to make it real quick. We're coming down to the wire here.
You bet. I just wanted to thank you guys for voicing your opinions and educating people here on your radio show. And basically, by signing that NDAA into law, in my opinion, the criminal president had basically declared war on the American people.
Until people start to take that attitude, they're going to keep treating him like it's okay what he's doing.
That's right.
That's exactly right. What he's doing is criminal.
Stop doing what he's doing.
That's right.
A criminal doesn't, you know, he's not in fear.
That's right.
Until he's apprehended.
That's right.
And that's where that fear is put by the people.
All right. Well, thank you for your call, Sean. God bless you, and thank you again.
I just wanted to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, bro. Heather's going to pick you up. Who's next here, guys? Oh, we just lost him. Who was it? You gotta, folks. Oh, okay, gotcha. Go ahead, Jay.
If ever time should come when vain and aspiring men shall possess the highest seats in government, hello, folks, our country will stand in need of its experienced patriots to prevent its ruin. How but by action? That's what Samuel Adams said, one of our founding members of the Sons of Liberty.
You know, people want to know who the Sons of Liberty are.
Hmm?
I remember again, we had an individual representative say, yeah, I knew there was something wrong with Bradley Dean came in with the Sons of Liberty logo on his jacket.
Really?
Wow. Wow, Terry Morrow in the state of Minnesota.
No, not Terry.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Who is John Adams, Jake?
A son of Liberty?
Yeah, but wasn't he like the second president of the United States? And his distant cousin, who was, or his cousin, Samuel Adams, who was 13 years his senior, was also a political agitator, by the way, but he was also a Sons of Liberty. Yeah. Jake, who is John Hancock?
John Hancock. He has a fancy handwriting. He has a signature.
Great handwriting,
at the bottom
yeah.
of a Declaration of Independence.
That's right. And what about that guy named James Otis? And then there was another guy named Patrick Henry.
Henry, some kind of an attorney, I think, down from Virginia. I think a Son of Liberty.
Yeah.
One of those guys that stood in the Revolutionary
Remember
War.
Remember when we were in his house in Virginia?
Yeah.
Pretty incredible stuff. The man was a prophet is what he was.
Yes, he was.
Very prophetic.
Spoke it.
And he actually, by the way, just a
and
side note,
it.
A fast fact, he died from the doctor prescribing mercury.
Oh, that's right.
Weird.
Yeah,
that's like when remember like when Washington died, bloodletting.
Yeah,
weird.
We're gonna heal you up here. We're gonna just pull all the blood out of your body where all the bad stuff is.
Like how are they gonna clean that stuff?
You'll stop breathing.
What do they got? Like a bar of soap and a brush to clean the blood, and then what do they do? Interject it back into him?
That's right.
Or does he drink it?
He could do either. You know,
pretty
it
bizarre.
Really doesn't matter. He
pretty bizarre
breathing.
Stuff. Just think how wise man is. He can't even cure the common cold.
Uh-oh.
And just think about this. We have a lot of bald men in the world that would like to have their hair back.
That is a good point. So if you know anybody who can bring it back, please let us know, or at least let
Jake
me know.
Jake is kicking out a plea right now because he wasn't. Jake, you're not.
This is an infomercial.
Listen, I got more of an Elvis hairline than you've got. But I'll tell you what, my face doesn't look like a wrinkled towel.
No,
I look young, and you look like you're about 155 years old.
Oh, and folks, now you're wanting a picture of me, aren't you?
But your pictures look great, but when you get in person with Jake, it really does. It looks like a wrinkled a blanket that needs to be ironed.
You're going to want to meet me.
Is that being mean? Is that mean?
No, it's just making more people want to see me in person,
totally.
So I appreciate it.
Folks, when you get time, go to Exodus 18:21, because that is the foundation of our Republican form of government, and read it, and we'll probably kick off something about concerning that scripture tomorrow. If you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sorry it's only an hour, folks. I know that you guys are hanging on to every word. We love you by what we do. We love your interjection. We thank you for calling, and please check out Bradley Dean on Facebook. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. See ya.
Have a day. And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of